Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. And right now we go down to the valley. Ron Patel is the president of Golden Grape Entertainment, in charge of RGV and its facilities, and the Vipers, who, by the way, affiliated with the Rockets. I mentioned Ron joins us now. Ron, thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thanks. How are you?
Okay, good. Let's get into it. You know, obviously, everybody here in Houston understands the connection between the Dynamo and RGV and sort of the partnership that is there. Just explain the partnership to the Dynamo fan.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, actually. So the Dynamo handle the technical side of the partnership with player management and coaches. And RGV down here, we handle the business side of it, the front office, so the tickets and the sponsorships and merchandising. And it's been around, it's the fifth year of the relationship. And the ownership down here has built an incredible facility. It's a 9,700-seat soccer-specific stadium. For Dynamo fans that haven't seen it, it's truly a beautiful piece of art. It's a beautiful stadium. I think some inspiration for parts of the stadium came from the Dynamo Stadium and also from the San Jose Quake Stadium, I believe, too. He visited that stadium as well. So then the practice fields that are right next to it, just the facilities are fantastic.
Yeah, and you're talking about your owner, Alonzo Cantu. And by the way, I've watched a lot of RGV games over the years. And, yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous facilities. And I know there's tertiary facilities that make it even better. All right, so the partnership with the Dynamo is up in a year. What do you think the future is going to hold with the partnership? You know, because in a way, you have two different desires. You're trying to be a pro team in your market. And the Dynamo, you know, it's about player development and accelerating the development of their players. What do you think the future holds? And what do you think will go down in the future? And how hard has it been kind of to meld these two things together? Because it can't be easy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to say what the future holds, right? But I think it's been a really challenging year with COVID. It's restricted the ability to move players back and forth for obvious reasons. And I came in, I just moved down here in February from New Mexico. And so I was here about a month and then COVID hit. So, it's been easy to learn the relationship because the guys over the Dynamo are very easy to work with. And I enjoy working with them. So we've been going at it now, and we had the first game at home, and then we had the big break, and then we came back to the other games. But I think we're trying to figure out how to get through this next year, not knowing, you know, not having a crystal ball, not knowing what it's going to be like for player movement, not knowing what it's going to be like for scheduling. And, you know, a lot of the travel this year in the USL was regional, which obviously cuts costs down, but there's also complications when you put guys on a bus if you're traveling local, you know, short term, and you have some, you know, something happens where a positive case of COVID comes up. So we're just trying to focus on how to make this next year work, and then we'll go from there.
You and I had a wonderful discussion, and we're talking to Ron Patel. He's the president of Golden Grape Entertainment, in charge of RGV. You have some history in soccer that a lot of people didn't know. I certainly didn't know, and I'm really glad that we've reached out and connected, because it's certainly been educational for me. You headed up the Albuquerque Soul of the PDL, then the USL championship team called New Mexico United, which, by the way, averaged 12,693 fans. So tell me how you did that in New Mexico.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been around the game my whole life. I was born a mile from Anfield, and I am a proud Red. So it was a good year for Liverpool when the Premier League finally finished. I've been around the game my whole life, and did odd jobs out of college, started my own business, was a business owner for 10 years, and then got into sports, so kind of the unconventional route into sports. Saw a gap in the marketplace that there really wasn't a high level of soccer outside of the university there, which had a great program, unfortunately, until just a couple years ago when it got cut. And we started an amateur, semi-professional, whatever you want to call it, PDL team, which is now called USL League 2, called Albuquerque Soul. And then did that for 4 or 5 years. The goal was always to move professionally. And, you know, some things changed. We learned along the way. The USL grew a ton. When I started, it was the upper tier with 12 teams. Then by the time we bought the franchise for New Mexico United, it was up to 36 teams in just four and a half years. And it happened so fast. And people ask me all the time, like, how did you guys do it? What did you guys do that was so great? And the secret sauce is non-existent, really. It was the people of New Mexico that did it. I think we just empowered them, and we gave them the tools and resources to come together in a forum, which was soccer. And we were, I tell my people here, I'm like, we were genuine, authentic, and intentional with everything that we do. And if you're not genuine, people can see right through it. You have to be authentic to the market that you're in, and you have to be intentional with everything that you do. And so I think we did a really good job of activating the entire state of New Mexico, going as far as Farmington, which is 3.5 hours to the northwest, to Roswell, 4 hours to the southeast. And when I say going, I was part of the team going out there. But we also surrounded ourselves with incredibly talented and passionate people that loved the state of New Mexico. And some of them didn't even know soccer coming into the job, but they were so crazy about New Mexico and saw the buzz about the team. And I think there was a lot of things we did well, but there's no way we would have the success we had if it wasn't for the amazing fans and the amazing people of New Mexico that came together. And things I always tell people is they weren't coming to the games at first for soccer. They were coming for New Mexico because they had something to cheer about for a state that's often overlooked. And then when they came, we turned them into soccer fans when they got that game day experience. But there was a palpable energy you could feel at every game. You know it. You've been to games all over the place. There was this energy you could feel. It was electrifying. It was special. And I'm so proud to have been a part of that team that brought that to New Mexico.
Such an incredible story. And you know, we sometimes overlook the USL, at least because of Major League Soccer. You know, everybody goes to the top league, but there's amazing stuff going on in these other markets. And that became, you know, this is a big deal to the people of New Mexico and your market. And you said you kind of had to lead them to water, but it sounded like you gave them a tremendous amount of room for organic growth as well.
Yeah, it had to be organic for it to work. I think when you look at, you know, I'm going to speak from the business side now. When you look at the people that aggregate to soccer, it's this younger generation, dare I say the word millennial. I know people of that age group don't like to be called that. But, you know, people that age don't pay for widgets. They pay for experiences. So I think if you have a successful product in soccer, it's got to be an experience and something that's memorable because you always remember how you feel after a big game. We've all got those memories of those games that were electrifying and that goal that came in stoppage time or that penalty shootout that we ended up winning. And I just, you know, being a Liverpool fan my whole life, I've had lots of great memories there. I've followed other teams in the United States. And then, but New Mexico United last year, there's just so many memories that I'll never forget. And then even this year, like just being able to battle through COVID here in RGV and just so yes. many, you know, the deck was stacked against us. And to be able to battle through, and we had such a tough year on the field, and then those last two games, the players, all that was really missing was the fans, because the last two games we brought our fans back, and, you know, social distance and very limited capacity, it was less than 10% of the stadium, but we won the last two games, and the feeling was just, the players just left it all out there, and you know what I'm talking about. Those you can't replace
that. I watched those two games. It was a tremendous way to end the year. You needed those wins desperately, and I think it was just a positive lift at the end of the season. You know, you made a really interesting point about the New Mexico market, and you kind of had to lead the way there and then kind of step back and let it become the New Mexico thing. But you're in a market that has a tremendous amount of competition with Liga MX fans. This is different for
yep.
you. So how do you, you know, how in a Cliff Notes version do you attack that?
Yeah, you can tell I like to talk a lot. I like that. no, I think I see a lot of parallels between New Mexico and the Valley. I think there's a lot of similarities, and I'm not just talking about the high Hispanic population. I'm just saying that, mm-hmm. you know, it's an area, New Mexico is an area that's often overlooked. I think people from the Valley feel like this area is overlooked. You know, New Mexico, you would call a call center and get transferred to the international department, and it's funny to laugh about, but then when it happens to you over and over again, you build up this chip on your shoulder. And so I've seen what soccer could do in Liverpool when growing up as a kid. I've seen what it's done in New Mexico now. And I look at the Valley and I think that, you know, the Valley is, a lot of people don't realize how fast it's growing. The economy here is booming. It's really good. And I know COVID's dampered things a little bit, but they will bounce back here. It's a hard-working culture. People work their butts off down here, and they like to enjoy themselves, like to enjoy their football on the weekends. And so it's my job, really, to work with our partners at Dynamo to do the best thing. I think there's a ton of things I could have done better this year. You always got to look yourself in the mirror, say, what could I have done better as a leader of this club? And I'm working on myself. I'm working on my club and trying to make it the best thing possible for years to come for the Valley. We have to make sure that we make them proud.
The Valley, and I've heard, it's remarkable and the growth's remarkable. I have a friend who's a wine distributor, and he goes down there and I guess is selling a lot of Spanish wine and also Lustau vermouth. He has told me a lot of really good things about the Valley. The MLS Reserve League now coming, is that, how do you even feel about that? I know there's not a lot known about it yet, but is that going to make some changes for USL teams?
I don't know yet, right? I don't know a ton about it. We've obviously all read the rumors. You know, it's usually broken by Jeff Reuter on Twitter or someone else. But you know, I think we all know it's coming. The Reserve League, I think it's probably more like a U23 league, so it's probably more of a competitor to the PDL, League 2. But I haven't put a lot of thought into it just because I love the partnership that we have. We're able to see, I mean, the players we have are so talented. Now they are at the beginning of their career, so they're still here to learn the experience and I think, you know, pick up the minutes that they value, that are valuable and that they need to get going. But I haven't put a lot of thought into that league yet. But I'm just, again, focused on how do we build, and culture starts from the inside out. And that's one thing that was done right from the get-go in New Mexico was the internal culture was there. I look at our club down here, how can I improve the internal culture? And then it can improve on the outside too. So, I mean, I know that doesn't probably directly answer your question. I just haven't put a lot of thought into that league.
Yeah, no. And listen, you're only 9 months on the job, so we got to give you a break here. But, you know, when you report to your owner, Alonso Cantu, I'm assuming he wants this team to be a success. He wants people going to the games, and I understand it's COVID now. He wants this team to be a hot commodity and a great entertainment source for everybody in the Valley. And, I mean, that's kind of your job, right?
It's absolutely my job, and you know, if there's a way to do it, like I'd love to be able to say that when you look at the play on the field and you look at the experience you have in the stadium, that we represent the Valley and look like the Valley. And I still don't know exactly what that looks like because I feel like we did that when you went to a New Mexico game. Sacramento Republic do a great job of this in the USL as well. It's everything Sacramento when you go to a Sacramento Republic game. You walk in, they've got the local craft beer, they've got the food trucks, they've got everything about Sacramento. One thing they said at a league meeting one time is game day starts when you leave your parking lot and it ends, or when you leave your driveway, and it ends when you return home from the game. So what can you do to fill that whole day with that experience, whether that's tailgate experience, whether that's whatever? You know, we had great tailgates in New Mexico. There was thousands of people that would tailgate for our games. And again, that was the fans. We didn't do that. That was organic. So you can't replace that stuff. So I'm hoping to inspire our own movement here in the Valley. It's not about taking what I did in New Mexico with the great team there and duplicating here. It's about how do I do it right the Valley way, and that's the way it'll be truly, truly valuable and truly savored by the fans. And again, genuine, authentic, intentional, and that's what I'm always working on.
Give me two things that would be genuine Valley.
Genuine Valley. So I've been doing a lot of listening. I've been asking a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think genuine Valley is, so down here, a lot of people tell me that, you know, we're somewhere between Texas and Mexico. We don't speak English. We don't speak Spanish. We speak Spanglish. So I'm trying to figure out how do we incorporate Spanglish into the game day experience, right? There's things that we can do that my marketing team has come up with some really cool ideas. That would be something that's very valuable. How do you incorporate Spanglish into it? I think also just representing
that means I could fit in. I could fit in the Valley, Ron. I could fit in the Valley. I speak great Spanglish.
You speak Spanglish. Good tacos down here everywhere too. Really good tacos.
I heard.
But I think just like it's a hardworking culture, man. People down here work 6 days a week. I was so pleasantly surprised by it. You know, people don't just stand around if they need money. And during COVID, people would lose their jobs. they would just go find something else to do. They'll be selling something else the next day. They don't sit around and cry about it and that they lost their job. Not that I'm like downplaying losing your job, because that's horrible. But people here just get right back up on their feet and they go work hard. And
Boy, we need to do that as a club.
Yeah, it's great. It's so great to see that. And you can wrap yourself around that one.
Whew.
Yep, exactly. So I guess that's what I mean by being Valley. And there's more. Yeah. I'm still learning, right? I'm still asking questions, meeting people, connecting with the right people. It's been tough, obviously, during a pandemic. So.
Understood. All right, listen, I'm going to have to go now, Ron, but fantastic interview, really insightful stuff. I think everybody who listened to this interview really loves it. So thank you so much for that. I love the use of the word authentic, and thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you. And Dynamo fans, we try to do a friendly every year, so we would love to have you come down and check out the facilities and come check out the great food of the Valley and come have a good time, and we'll share a pint and enjoy soccer together.
All right, there he goes. Ron Patel, president of Golden Grape Entertainment, in charge of RGV and its facilities, and the Vipers affiliated with the Rockets.